Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Adam Witte is here. Adam's the founder and the CEO of Advantage Media Group, an international publisher of books and self-improvement and professional development books, online learning. He does this around the world, and he's learned a thing or two about running a business and managing people, and we always like hearing what he has to say. Adam Witte, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us a little commercial on your company. Tell us, do a little better job than I did of telling us what you do.
Jim, thank you. Advantage Media Group is a leading publisher of business, self-improvement, and professional development books. And our niche in the market is we're a hybrid between a traditional publisher and a self-publisher. So if there's any small business owners, any CEOs, any entrepreneurs, any business professionals that are listening to the show today, I'm going to argue that all of them should be published authors. They should have a book, and they should be using that book as a marketing tool in their business. So Advantage is the company that helps them get the book done. We help entrepreneurs write the book very quickly. We have a program called Talk Your Book, where we literally interview an entrepreneur over the phone. It's about 10 hours of interview time total, and we can turn that 10-hour interview into a 150-page business book.
Wow.
And then, of course, so, we then publish the book and distribute the book and help them sell the book into the marketplace.
Yeah. So to give us the website, please.
AdvantageFamily.com. The company is Advantage Media Group. Website is AdvantageFamily.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And Adam, my folks have been hearing me talk about what you just said for a long, long time. We talked about that so I want to get you back another day and let's talk about books, because I want to get your take on the future of books.
I've been doing a lot of thinking
about the future of books, especially nonfiction books. I'm not worried about fiction books. I'm worried about nonfiction books. So we'll have you come back another day. All right. So in the previous segment, you were telling us about making sure that as many of your people as you can, hopefully all of them, are A players, not B players, C or D's, and that we need to go through the process of letting the B's and the C's go somewhere else to work, and the A's and finding the new A's. And we also said that's not as easy as people think. So how did you go about? Give us a tour of how you went about recycling, maybe overhauling your work, your team members. You got rid of, you recycled 9 of your original folks and replaced them with some new A players. How did you do that? What process did you go through?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the first thing that we did, and this was about 2.5 years ago, is we created, recreated really, core values for our company. And when I had started the company, Jim, I had originally created 5 core values for the company to follow. And the truth is, those core values were my personal core values. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people bought into it, but they didn't really buy into it.
The things you stand for, give us a couple of examples.
So one of them is create an environment that breeds greatness. And I mention that one first because this is where it all began with purging and getting the B players off the bus. We say to our people that you are hired, you are fired, you are promoted, and you are demoted based upon your living of these core values. And creating an environment that breeds greatness means that you're a positive individual. It means that you never have a "it's not my job" philosophy. You're proactively looking to help other people and other teammates. You are absolutely doing the best that you can at your job and wanting to learn and improve as a professional. So really, those are all qualities of an A player.
Right.
And so when we talk about the values and we reinforce the values, you can just begin to tell by looking at people's faces who's really buying into it and,
right.
and not buying into it. And I can promise you, B players do not buy into that core value. They think it's stupid.
Right. And so when you had someone like that, even somebody you've been working with a long time, how did you talk to them and try to get them to raise their game, or did you just basically say this person's a B player and they're always going to be a B player, so they have to go?
No, the first thing that we tried to do is get people to raise their hand, and of those nine, two people raised their hand, and they more or less said, look, you know, I'm not really happy here. And,
right.
You know, one person retired, but she wasn't of retirement age, so that was her way of throwing in the towel. And then the other person proactively had a conversation with.
Right. And the other seven, though, what did you do with those guys? I've only got a few seconds. What did you do?
So here's what's hard, is that B players are typically very uncomfortable with change. They like mm-hmm. certainty. Even if that means they're not going to be happy, and so it's very difficult for them to get them to raise their hand and admit that they're not happy. So you've got to do it for them.
You got to raise the hand and let them go be B player somewhere else. And it's all because you're devoted to those goals, folks. Those values. The company has to be devoted to something. The company is AdvantageFamily.com is the website, right, Adam?
That's it, AdvantageFamily.com.
Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.